Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the Seahawks scramble, here's a jock and two straps.
All right, so you know we do one jock, two straps. Brian and I are the straps. The jock is former NFL superstar Cam Cleland. Yes, we know the Seahawks did not play last night, but that doesn't mean anything. They're on a vacation, right?
This is a surprise visit for me, by the way. I was like, Jerry, you really? He's like, I think it's like
they
a
like
special
me. They really
deal.
Like me.
Yes, yes. Well,
it's because I'm older. It's because I'm over 40.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, we all have to go to the doctor. We all got one jock and two straps.
Yeah, right. Yes, we need you to push us around in our Mark scooter when the batteries go dead.
Enough of the oil checking. Yeah. Let's go football.
So let's talk about a couple of things, man. Okay, so the Seahawks are on a break. What goes on in this window of time normally?
Well, you know, typically these types of things, it's a short day. You probably get Friday and Saturday off. That's what they'll give you, Friday, Saturday. And typically you'll come back Sunday, but it's just a rest. And they're going to play all the way on Monday. So they're going to get an extended break, which is even better. So that's pretty cool that they're going to have that. So now that you see that, they're going to have a chance to get a couple guys healthy. Chris Carson's going to get healthy. They're going to have, certainly now that we're into the season, the pads are off. It's going to be real specific. And the way the NFC is shaping up after this weekend, it's looking pretty good for the Seahawks right now in this next four-game schedule.
I hope to see the same team that we saw on Thursday night football. Yeah. I mean, both sides of the football showed up, which was kind of nice. In years past, like in your experience in the NFL, when you get a couple of days off, do you get out of town? I mean,
no,
if you could,
especially now. Well, yeah, you could. You could take a day off, but I think these guys are pros. You have to learn to be a pro. You got to teach all these young guys how to train, keep their bodies right. All that stuff has got to be important. So you're not going to take off. This isn't like a true bye week. It's just a small couple days off. You'll do treatment. You'll study film, probably from your home, and Zoom it, and then it'll be all right.
Are professional football players superstitious like Major League Baseball?
Not as bad, but I think they are. They're creatures of habit.
Okay, here's why I ask. Metcalf has gone public that he and Russell want to break Manning and Harrison's all-time touchdown between a quarterback and receiver record, which is really astronomical number.
It's big, And, you know, not only is it big, it's just that they have a great rapport. Look, he's as good-looking wide receiver as I've seen since Julio Jones or even Calvin Johnson, if you remember Detroit Megatron. There's nobody physically as gifted as him. Now, he did drop a wide-open touchdown, a couple other things, but that's a great relationship. If we see this, if you're a Seahawks fan and you expect to see that kind of goal setting, because I want guys that are all in. DK Metcalf said, I had no idea what it was like to study in college. I had no idea what it was like to train. Now, physically, he's just gifted than everybody.
Right.
He got to the NFL, and he was shown that by Russell Wilson.
Speaking of Russ, and I want you to chime in on this. I was reading an article because, you know, I mean, look, I know people think I'm a naysayer and a downer on the Seahawks.
What?
I was just pissed.
What?
I was just pissed.
Say it as it's
saying
it's so.
I was pissed at Pete Carroll. And I threw the bomb
and it shook it up.
That's the bottom line. I believe I was the guy who kept saying, I don't think it's the players. I think it's the coaches. I threw that bomb. Russ Wilson spends $1 million a year on his health. On his training. How much did Cam Cleland spend?
Not
enough.
Not that many zeros, man. Hey, look, if you had the means, I've always asked myself this question. I've asked everybody. If you had the means, what would be the number one thing that you would invest in? If you just had the means and had the resources like a guy like that. You know, that's a great question for a lot of people. For me, it was a chef. Can you imagine someone making your food all the time? But LeBron James spends upwards of $1.5 million. Okay, they have cryo chambers. They have, like Russ, he has a mental coach. He has a two trainers that travels with him. He has two chefs. He has multiple things that he does. They have other massage therapists, all the special equipment. Man, if you're a $40 million a year guy and your job is to be the leader of a franchise, not only make everybody better, but optimize your body. And if you knew now what I know then, is that right? No, mm-hmm. That's probably backwards. Yeah. I would invest 10 times the amount I did. I had no idea. No idea. And that's a huge difference maker between a lot of pros. You have to invest that kind of money. Now, to that level, no, but you better be investing in it.
I got an answer. I know what I would invest in. What the baddest, biggest ass monster truck hearse on the planet.
Hearse?
Because I want to be prepared and go out in style.
Yeah. He's been waiting on that one all day. Yeah. Well done, sir.
Yeah, it's called Big 6 Foot Under.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.